This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The first flight of Venezuelan migrants has been sent home after an agreement Saturday with the Trump administration, as a dispute continues in court this morning over other flights carrying suspected gang members to a prison in El Salvador. Attorney General Pam Bondi tells Fox,
"The Supreme Court will get involved. This is an out-of-control judge."
And there's a new development. We hear about it from correspondent Ed O'Keefe at the White House.
Multiple reports say the Internal Revenue Service is nearing an agreement with the Homeland Security Department to locate undocumented immigrants. Normally, your personal tax information is closely guarded, but details can be shared with law enforcement under certain conditions, and it would be unprecedented to start sharing it for immigration enforcement.
Later this week, Vice President J.D. Vance's wife, Usha, will be part of a U.S. delegation to a Danish territory that President Trump hopes the U.S. will control.
Back in January, Greenland's prime minister was asked if he had spoken to Donald Trump. Knut Egede said no at the time, but was willing to talk to him. In an interview over the weekend, though, he calls the visit by the Second Lady and National Security Advisor highly aggressive and says Greenlanders' efforts to be diplomatic, quote, bounces off Donald Trump and the administration. He says the visit serves only to demonstrate U.S. power. Recent surveys show Greenlanders don't want to become part of the U.S., but do want better relations. Peter King, CBS News.
Gaza's health ministry says Israel has hit the largest hospital in the south of the territory. CBS's MTS Tayyab reports.
It was part of an attempt to kill senior Hamas leader Ismail Barhum, who was receiving treatment there after being wounded in an airstrike days earlier. A Hamas official later confirmed Barhum was assassinated.
Temperatures are expected to spike into the 90s in Los Angeles today, with a high of 95 in Woodland Hills. CBS meteorologist Tony Sidico says Californians won't be the only ones sweating it out.
The big story out west will be the surge of warmth. Portland will be close to 20 degrees above average. That warmth extends in the desert southwest.
The forecast calls for temps in L.A. to drop to about 70 by Thursday. And then there were 16 college hoops teams competing for the NCAA title. Among the losers, UConn, on a quest for a three-peat, Coach Dan Hurley.
No credit, Florida. If this, if it's going to come to end, it'll come to an end for us. Yeah, I wouldn't have wanted it to be in a game where we lost to a lower seed.
Mississippi upset Iowa State to reach the Sweet 16 for the second time only in school history. Other winners, Maryland, Michigan State, Arizona, Kentucky, and Duke. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Microsoft has again paused construction on portions of its $3.3 billion data center project in Mount Pleasant. Experts say the company may have overestimated their data center needs. The pause doesn't affect Phase 1, which remains on track for a 2026 opening. Parks basketball season ended with an overtime loss in the state title game. They came up short in the game against Wauwatosa West in the Division II Boys Basketball State Championship. You can read a recap and see some images from the game at RacineCountyEye.com. The Pike River South Branch Restoration Project in Kenosha County has been finally approved. When the work is all done, it'll transform 215 acres of floodplain farmland into public parkland. The $12 million project will restore a mile and a half of the river to its natural path. And Congressman Brian Stile is hosting a telephone town hall event today, his third such event this year. Some constituents are upset with the phone calls, preferring in-person events instead. Stile did hold 4 in-person events earlier this year. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Badgers women take the gold. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin women's hockey team with a thrilling 4-3 victory over the Ohio State Buckeyes to win the Frozen Four. Head coach Mark Johnson talked about the pressure on Kirsten Sims to score that penalty shot with just 18 seconds left to send it into overtime.
I wanted to see who wanted to step up and own it, who felt comfortable in the setting, because you can't have 1 ounce of negativity in your mind as you pick the puck up. It's got to be all positive, because if you think about what's going on, you're going to miss your putt, and you're going to miss the shot.
It's the eighth national championship for Johnson as head coach. The Badgers celebrating with fans tonight at a rally inside the LeBron Arena in Madison. NCAA basketball, the Badgers men's season came to a bitter end after losing by 2 points to BYU. Wisconsin finished with 27 wins and 10 losses, their best record since 2017.
I'm really proud of this group, and the ending stinks, but the ride was a hell of a lot of fun.
That's head coach Greg Gard with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
It is a little breezy out there this morning, but the wind will gradually die down here later this afternoon. Our high today, 43. It will be mostly cloudy with sunshine after about 2 or 3 o'clock this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, 30. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers or even a few flurries at a high of 43. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
I'm so mad at my mother. I don't know. She's 102 years old. She called me up the other day. She wanted to borrow $10 for some food. I said, hey, I work for a living. So I loan her the money. I have one of my secretaries take it down. And yesterday she calls me up and says she can't pay me back for a while. I said, what is this book, huh? So I worked it out with her. I'm having her work on my transmission. And if she can't fix that, I'm having her move my barbells up to the attic.
Beatles cartoons that used to be on in the 60s. Now you don't remember them. They were really, you know, not great cartoons, but each cartoon was named after one of their songs, and they'd sing, the cartoon characters would sing the song. I never found out if the Beatles actually voiced their own characters in that cartoon. All right, here's a sweet story for you. A 41-year-old mom in Ohio enrolled in college to keep her promise to her husband, who died in Iraq over 20 years ago. He told her that she was the smartest person he knew and made her promise she'd go back to school someday. Well, she did. She enrolled at Bowling Green State University, finished her four-year college degree in less than 3 years, even joined a sorority because she said it was something she always wanted to do. A promise made, a promise kept.
Maybe I know that he's been cheating. Maybe I know that he's been untrue. But what can I do? I hear them whispering when I walk by. He's gonna break her heart and make her cry. I know it's me they're talking about. I bet they all think I'll never find out. Oh, but maybe I know that he's been a cheat. Maybe I know that he's been untrue. But what can I do? My friends are telling me that he's no good. He isn't treating me.
Maybe I know it's 8:12 local news, timeless hits right here at WRJN. And coming up in a few minutes, you have a chance to win some tickets to go see Always a Bridesmaid at the Racine Theater Guild. That's coming up in just a moment or two right here at WRJN. But first, stop.
You're
go down to Ross and the Supremes. Stop! In the name of love. 8:15, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Well, four friends made a promise at their senior prom to be in each other's weddings no matter what. Who knew that over 30 years later, they would still be forced to honor that vow? With everything from runaway brides to fist fights, ugly bridesmaid dresses, and multiple trips down the aisle, the perfect wedding seems to elude these lovely, loyal ladies. Hop on this merry-go-round for a laugh-out-loud adventure in sickness and in health as they navigate the choppy waters of love and matrimony. The show, Always a Bridesmaid, March 28th through April 13th at the Racine Theater Guild. I can't wait to see this. Always a Bridesmaid. Now, I have tickets for the Saturday night performance, March 29th. Let me make sure I got that right. Yeah, March 29th, right, at 7:30 p.m. If you want to go and you haven't won anything in the past 60 days with us, give me a call right now. 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN. 262-634-WRJN. Hi, what's your first name?
Jane.
What is it?
Jane.
Spell that for me.
J-A-N-E.
Jane. Oh, Jane, I'm so sorry. My old age, I can't hear right. All right, Jane, we got tickets for you to see Always a Bridesmaid at the Racine Theater Guild. That's coming up for you on Saturday, March 29th. This coming Saturday, 7:30 p.m. How does that sound?
I'm so excited.
Okay, that's what I like to hear. Excitement when you win a prize from WRJN. What town do you live in, by the way, Jane?
I live in Caledonia,
the garden spot of Wisconsin. All right. Hold on the line, Jane. Don't go anywhere. Stay right where you are. We have another pair of tickets to give away later this week, too, to go see Always a Bridesmaid at the Racine Theater Guild. Opens up Friday and runs through April 13th, so you have plenty of time to see it. Jane's going for free with a guest courtesy of WRJN and the Racine Theater Guild. But right now...
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It looks like there will be a season three of Severance, the hit show that dropped its season two finale last week. Director and executive producer Ben Stiller say there will not be as long a wait for season three after there was a huge gap in between seasons one and two, thanks to the COVID-19 pandemic. The Apple TV show has been a giant hit for the streamer, which shouldn't be a surprise given 35 people have producer credits, including Ben Stiller and star Adam Scott. I'm late to the party and just started season one. If you want to share your thoughts on Severance or whatever you're watching, tune in to Nightlight and let's discuss. If you're looking to get into the entertainment business but are lacking material, you might be interested in a piece of intellectual property that just hit the market. The rights to the Texas Chainsaw Massacre have become available, and there will most likely be a bidding war between studios and or actors who want a star. Or you. All you need are some deep pockets. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your loved ones deserve only the best. Parkview Gardens in Racine provides top-tier assisted living with superb care that always puts your family first. It's large enough to offer many amenities and activities, yet small enough to ensure personal attention for every resident. Families trust Parkview Gardens because their top-tier care starts with a team ready to put your family first day and night. Trust a safe, comfortable home where your loved one can thrive. Parkview Gardens. Schedule a tour today by stopping by or visiting parkviewsenior.com.
Craving fresh, flavorful signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has just what you need. You'll find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, and now Cristiano Supermarket at 2054 Kearney Avenue. Or visit the shop on Washington Avenue and enjoy a hot sandwich that's fit for a king. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, and more. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Hey, Kenosha, this is Carl Bryan, and I'm running for the KUSD School Board to bring accountability and strong leadership to our schools. With prior experience on the KUSD School Board and at the Wisconsin DPI, I know how to ensure taxpayer dollars are spent wisely, improving student achievement, addressing student safety, and making our district more accountable. Early voting runs from March 18th to the 28th, or you can vote in person on April 1st. Vote Carl Bryan for responsible leadership on the KUSD School Board. Authorized and paid for by the committee to elect Carl Bryan, Andre Scotland, Treasurer.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Let me be your love and take me back. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. I don't want to be a tiger, cause tigers play too rough. I don't want to be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. But as I want to be your teddy bear, put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. Baby, let me be around you every night. Run your fingers through my hair and cuddle me real tight. Let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. I don't wanna be a tiger, cause tigers play too rough. I don't wanna be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. Just wanna be your teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let it be
your teddy bear. Oh, let me be,
oh, let it be your teddy bear.
I just wanna be your teddy bear.
Elvis Presley, early Elvis, teddy bear. Local news, time to hit to WRJN. Here's some Elvis trivia. I just saw The Godfather yesterday, and the Marcus Renaissance was showing it on the big screen. So we went to go see it. I mean, we know the dialogue and everything about it, but to watch it on the big screen with an audience was fun. And in the film, you know Luca Brasi, right? Luca Brasi was one of the Godfather's guys who did him favors and kind of made offers that couldn't be refused. Anyway, Luca Brasi is played by a guy named Lenny Montana. And you know Luca Brasi in the film, real rough-looking guy and stuff. Lenny Montana got his start in the movies in an Elvis Presley movie. He was in the movie Change of Habit with Elvis and Mary Tyler Moore. Isn't that something, huh? Luca Brasi was in an Elvis movie. I love it. All right, we've got a sunny day on tap today. At least it's going to be sunny. Highs near 46, clear tonight, lows 30, partly sunny. Tomorrow, 45 the high, cloudy and 34 at Radio Park right now.
Words of love, so soft and tender, won't win a girl's heart anymore. If you love her, then you must send her somewhere where she's never. Love, soft and tender, won't win her
somewhere where she's never been before. Worn out places and longing gazes won't get you where you want to go. Words of love, soft and tender, won't win her anymore.
There she was, just walking down the street singing.
Do-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do.
Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing.
Do-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do.
She looked good.
Looked good.
She looked fine.
Looked fine.
She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Natural as can be, singing. We
walked on
to my door. We walked on to my door. Then we kissed a little more. Oh, I knew we was falling in love. Yes, I did, and so I told her all the things I'd been dreaming of. Now we're together nearly every single day singing.
Do-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do.
We're so happy and that's how we're gonna stay singing.
Do-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do.
Well, I'm hurt.
I'm hurt.
She's mine.
She's mine.
I'm hurt.
She's mine.
Wedding bells are gonna chime. Together nearly every single day singing.
Do-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do.
Oh, we're so happy and that's how we're gonna stay singing.
Do-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do.
Well, I'm hurt.
I'm hurt.
She's mine.
She's mine.
I'm hurt.
She's mine.
Wedding bells are gonna chime.
Manfred Mann, do what did it, did it, dumb did it do. It's 8:29 at WRJN, local news and timeless hits. You know, when I was dating back when, I mean, you met the girl on the date and that was it. Whatever was, and you, whatever the package was then, I mean, she saw me for the first time, I saw her for the first time, whatever. 49% of online daters will check a person's social media before ever going on a date just to make sure they're not crazy. 37% also Google them. 14% have paid for a background check. Whoa. And 9% have checked the person's playlist on app like Spotify. Here's something you could do. You could go to, what's the name of that? CCAP. Go to CCAP and you'll see if they were ever arrested or got a ticket or anything in Wisconsin. If they're involved in the legal system. Go to see. You pay for a background check on a date. Wow. 8:30 on the nose. Let's check news this morning. And once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Microsoft's overall data center strategy could lead to more questions in Racine County. Work has again paused at the Mount Pleasant site, where the plan was for a $3.3 billion data center project with three phases. Experts are saying the tech company may have overshot their estimate of data center needs, leading to the hesitation. The pause for now doesn't impact work on phase one, which remains on track for a 2026 opening. The recent news doesn't appear to impact the Kenosha County data center plan announced by Microsoft late last year. Park's remarkable basketball season came to a heartbreaking end Saturday, but they came back to town with a hero's welcome. It was a 3-point overtime loss to Tosa West in the WIAA Division II Boys Basketball Championship. There were 13 lead changes and 7 ties in the basketball battle. You can see some images from the game at RacineCountyEye.com. A new way to engage with nature is coming to Kenosha County. The Pike River South Branch Restoration Project has been fully approved. It'll transform just over 200 acres of floodplain farmland into public parkland. About a mile and a half of the river will be returned to its natural path. County Executive Samantha Kirkman says the end result will be a, quote, ecological gem. Another benefit is the reduction of sediment runoff into Lake Michigan. It's a big project costing just over $12 million, and it's an effort a long time coming, first brought up in the 1980s. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It is a little breezy out there this morning, but the wind will gradually die down here later this afternoon. Our high today, 43. It will be mostly cloudy with sunshine after about 2 or 3 o'clock this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, 30. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers or even a few flurries at a high of 43. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
It's interesting to see how people process a breakup, though. You know, some people, their whole life shuts down when a relationship ends. If you've ever had a friend like this, you've probably had the chance to be the person who tries to, like, rehabilitate them and, like, get them back out there again, which basically just is you lying to them a lot. Honesty is not the thing they need, you know? It's just like, I don't understand. How did this happen, Drew? Yeah, obviously she thought she could do better. I think if that weren't the case, she would still be with you. But based on how she's not with you, it would lead me to believe that she thought she could do better than you. Does that make sense? I'm smart, I'm handsome, I'm charismatic. Well, yeah, but you're not maxed out in any of those things. There's still room for improvement, all right? I wish I'd been more confident around her and been more fun. Yeah, you totally should have. Why didn't you think of that earlier? That might have worked.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
I went to a garden party to reminisce with my old friends. Chance to share old memories and play our songs again. When I got to the garden party, they all knew my name. No one recognized me. I didn't look the same. But it's all right now. I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. People came from miles around, everyone was there. Yoko brought a walrus, there was magic in the air. And over in the corner, much to my surprise, Mr. Hughes hidden Dylan's shoes, wearing his disguise. But it's all right now. I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La-da-da-da. La-da-da-da-da. Them all the old songs, thought that's why they came. No one heard the music, we didn't look the same. I said hello to Mary Lou, she belongs to me. And I sang a song about a honky tonk, it was time to leave. But it's all right now, learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La da da, la da da da, la da da da.
the door, and out stepped Johnny B. Goode, playing guitar like a ring in a bell, and looking like he should. If you gotta play at garden parties, I wish you a lot of luck. But if memories were all I sang, I'd rather drive a truck. But it's all right now, learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La da da, la da da da, la da 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 da. And it's all right now. Yeah, learned my lesson well. You can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself.
Here you go, Ricky Nelson and his Stone Canyon Band and Garden Party. Kind of a sad song because he talks about playing Madison Square Garden. Everybody wanted to hear the old songs and he wanted to play the new songs, and kind of a sad song. That was his last song he ever had because he was killed in a plane crash on the following New Year's Eve, going to a gig he was going to play with his band. It's 8:37, local news time. Let's say it's WRJN. All right. When you get into a relationship, you know what you have to do, right? Compromise. A lot of people won't, though. A survey came up with five of the main things people in relationships are least likely to change. In other words, they won't compromise. And it's really some, you know, just scratching the surface, like what you eat for breakfast, who uses which coffee mug, what time you go to bed, the brands of food and drinks you buy, the small handful of restaurants you'll be going to. And that's just, right, the tip of the iceberg of things you're going to have to compromise on if that relationship's ever going to work. Trust me, it's a lot of giving in, guys. Here's Paul Rabin and the Raiders.
You find out it's true. listening to Buck Owens. Do, 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 looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One horse apparition provided by magician. Do, 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 looking out my back door.
Looking at my back door. Local news, Tablet Hits at WRJN. Turning mostly sunny later today with a high near 46. Clear tonight, lows around 30. Partly sunny with a high near 45 tomorrow. Nice weather. Cloudy, 34 degrees right now right here at Radio Park. All right, get ready for this one. The job with the highest percentage of psychopaths is CEO. That's followed by lawyers. Uh-oh, media personalities. I don't like that. Salespeople and surgeons. The jobs with the fewest psychopaths are care aide, nurses, therapists, craftspersons, and stylists. Good, because the lady who cuts my hair actually has a very sharp knife in her hand. She's got the scissors. And I don't want a psychopath going near me with a sharp pair of scissors, do you? 844.
It's the little old lady from Pasadena.
Everybody's saying that there's nobody leaning, but the little old lady from Pasadena.
a little old lady from Pasadena. It's 8:46 local news. Timeless hits here at WRJN. Don't forget, our statewide text to win contest is back. It's our break into spring text to win contest here on WRJN and Civic Media. How do you play? Well, here's what you do. Download the Civic Media app. And four times a day, we're going to give you a keyword to text to us at 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. Now you have the whole hour to do it. So download the app right now. Click on WRJN. And when you hear the next keyword with Dan Marcus at 11 a.m., text it to us right away. All right? And then you get in the running for cash and prizes. I just gave away, well, if you entered in the 7 a.m. hour, we're giving away $100 cash. But there's big prizes, a grand prize. So get on in. Every time we do this, people love it. So we're doing it again. Our statewide text to win contest. Download the Civic Media app. Just go to wherever you get your apps, Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your apps, and download the app. Click on WRJN, and you get ready to text that keyword when we give it to you at 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m., Monday through Friday for the next 2 weeks, all right? We had a great hour of it this morning. Got a lot of entries, so someone's going to win the cash, and then there's a new prize every time we play the game. So get ready to win with our statewide text to win contest here at Civic Media and WRJN. All right, a lecturer at a college fired for aggressive punctuation, like sending a message that said, quote, "Why don't you listen?" with six question marks. An employment board just gave him a $20,000 payout because that wasn't a good enough reason to get him fired. What? With six exclamation marks. I said that, right?
Hi, this is Mike, your CBD store in Racine. We're excited to introduce Nero Water Soluble CBD, the innovative way to experience faster, more effective relief for managing stress, pain, neurological issues, or just want to boost your overall wellness. Nero Water Soluble CBD absorbs quickly, delivers results within 5 to 10 minutes. We offer expert advice, friendly service, and a full range of high-quality CBD products. Your CBD store, Racine, wellness that works, on the corner of 31 and Spring Street. Let us help change your life one drop at a time.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Hey, Kenosha, this is Carl Bryan, and I'm running for the KUSD School Board to bring accountability and strong leadership to our schools. With prior experience on the KUSD School Board and at the Wisconsin DPI, I know how to ensure taxpayer dollars are spent wisely, improving student achievement, addressing student safety, and making our district more accountable. Early voting runs from March 18th to the 28th, or you can vote in person on April 1st. Vote Carl Bryan for responsible leadership on the KUSD School Board. Authorized and paid for by the committee to elect Carl Bryan. Andre Scanlon, Treasurer.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like Metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look. WRJN.
Bring back me to me that no one can hear himself. Rhythm of it.
Grassroots Midnight Confessions. You ever see the TV show The Office? Yeah, you know, what's his name? The weird guy on the show. Oh, I can't remember his name. Bratton's his last name. I can't think of his first name. He was a member of the Grassroots. When he left the band, he went into acting, and he was on The Office for all 9 seasons. Bratton, what's his first name? I can't think of his first name. Anyway, you know who I'm talking about. The weird guy who sits in the back and never, he's always like different from everybody else on the show. Oh, I can't think of his name. I'll think of it in just a moment. All right. The richest 1% of households in the United States do not report 21% of their income to the IRS, according to a study. Are you telling me that the wealthiest people cheat on their taxes? I don't believe it. Looking for mostly sunny sky today. Highs near 46. Clear tonight. Lows 30. Partly sunny. Highs 45 tomorrow. Cloudy 33 degrees now. Right here at Radio Park.
I can't wait.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
I may not always love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me. So what good would without you?
always, God only knows, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Creed Bratton was the guy I was thinking of, who's on the TV show The Office for 9 seasons. Creed Bratton, also a member of the Grassroots, 1967, 1968, 1969. Played on a bunch of their hit songs. And even on the final show of The Office, on the very last episode, he went missing. And there was a poster, and it said, "Missing Creed Bratton, former member of the Grassroots." We actually posted it there on the TV show The Office. Anyway, good morning. I'm Don Rosen. I will see you again tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. bright and early. Coming up next, we've got Dan Marcus with the Wax Museum at 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. Dan will have that special keyword for you to text to us in our statewide contest. He'll tell you all about that. Also, at 4 o'clock this afternoon, we've got Kurt Bowman giving you another keyword. And coming up at 6 o'clock tonight, it is Chris Morrow. We don't trust him with a keyword. He's not getting one. It's 9 o'clock exactly. Good morning.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The Trump administration's fight to resume migrant deportations to a prison in El Salvador resumes in a Washington courtroom today. Correspondent Ed O'Keefe is at the White House.
National Security Advisor Michael Waltz claimed the violent Venezuelan gang Tren de Aragua, which the White House alleges the deportees are connected to, is acting as a proxy of the Venezuelan government.
This is how the Alien and Sedition Act applied.
A plane load of migrants arrived in Venezuela overnight after the government there agreed to accept them over the weekend. Representatives of the U.S., Russia, and Ukraine.